Hey, how's it going, guys? Welcome to the very first episode of Squadcast. It's me, Brian. I'm your host. Finally got some semblance of an office set up in here in my house now, so I can actually start making episodes. I've had a damn trailer out for the podcast now for weeks, and that's all you guys have had. So I thought that I'd wait until after the craziness of Christmas and everything to pass for our family, and then I could get in here and focus and make a real episode for everybody. Just got a small little desktop mic and my laptop, and here we are, you know, humble beginnings and all that. I hope everybody had a good holiday season this year. Hope everybody got what they wanted or what they needed. I know my family went all out for each other this year. This is probably one of the best Christmases that we've ever had. I don't know how many of my listeners are dads, but I am one to a wonderful 7-year-old little boy. This year, the big gift that we got, well, other than the Nintendo Switch, because he wanted that so bad. But other than that, the big gift that we got him was this indoor hanging tent, it's called. It's basically a big metal stand with a fabric tent around a metal frame. And it can be inside, or you can take it outside, hang it from a tree without the stand or whatever. And it's got like these little LED lights that go around on the inside and in the top of it. And he has just taken to that thing like he was destined for it. He is in love. He has slept in it I don't know how many times. Yes, he has forgone his bed a few days since he got it to sleep in that instead of his bed. That's how much he liked it. But part of being a dad is when you get shit like that, you're the one that has to put it together. So, Christmas Eve, my wife and I were in there in the living room. We were watching Die Hard, as is our Christmas tradition, because, you know, there's two kinds of people in the world. The people that know that Die Hard is a Christmas movie, and the other fuckers that are wrong. So, we're in there watching the original Die Hard, and struggling to stay quiet to assemble this heavy ass metal frame for this indoor hanging tent. And when I tell you it was an absolute struggle to assemble this damn thing silently, well, not completely silently, but as silently as possible to keep from waking him up, man, that shit was rough, but worth it, especially seeing as how much he liked it. When he got up the next morning, he came in there, I shit you not, came in at 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning. It was super early, and we didn't get to bed until late, so we were a little groggy, to put it lightly. But he came in there, and he goes, "Guys, you got to come out to the living room. There's something awesome out here." And I sat up, I was like, "Well, what is it?" He goes, "I have no idea." But I knew exactly what he was talking about, because everything else was wrapped in under the tree, and the big hanging tent was the only huge visible thing out in the living room. So me and the wife got up and went out there, and he got in it first thing, because that was like the only thing that he wanted to interact with at the time. So he climbs in there and he's like, "It's dark in here." I told him, I was like, "There's lights. You just got to hit the little switch on the battery box in there." He's like, "Oh." So he turns those on, and then he looks around. He goes, "This is awesome." I was like, "Well, good. I'm glad you like it." So then he got out and started opening all of his other presents and stuff, and all the stuff that he got from Santa. And it was a genuinely great Christmas. I got my wife the camera that she's been wanting, and a printer to print out the pictures she takes, a tripod, a camera bag, all kinds of shit, you know, because it's the first Christmas since we've been together that I could afford to do shit like that for everybody. where I could just go into a store and be like, yeah, they'll like that, I'll get that, and they'll like that one too, so I'll take that. Man, it felt so good, because it's like a natural high for me. I love going out and just getting things for people, buying shit for other people. Now, me personally, I can never buy anything for myself unless I absolutely force myself to. But as soon as I see something that I know somebody else would like and I've got the money for it, that shit's getting bought without question. But yeah, it was a pretty damn good Christmas. I hope everybody else's was like that. And it was so good. We went to, we went to her parents on Christmas Day. After we did our little thing in the morning with our presents here at the house, we went up to her parents' house and did Christmas up there. We got them a sound bar because the old one that they had messed up. And that was the only thing that they had really talked about wanting or needing. So that's what we got them. And yeah, they loved that. And of course, they had a shit ton of presents for Connor, my son, and opened all of that. We had our typical Christmas dinner with her parents, which is prime rib and ham, scalloped potatoes and green beans, and all kinds of other happy shit, you know, delicious food to sit around and eat with the family. It was really nice. I always love this time of year just for the time that we get to spend with each other and everything, and both of our families. It was really good. And it's always nice when everybody likes their presents because there is sometimes that little moment when you're buying something for someone, you're like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that they're gonna like this. But then after you've wrapped it and you've got it under the tree waiting for the day of, you're like, oh shit, I hope they really do like this. But then it makes it all so much better when they open it Christmas Day and they're like, oh yeah. And then you're kind of vindicated for buying it and thinking that they would like it. And it's always nice when nobody wants to return anything and everything fits and everybody likes what they got. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just a sappy old dude. But I enjoy the family time and the time that we get to spend together and everything. It's kind of weird, though. This year, my job, I usually work all holidays every year. But this year they gave us Christmas Eve off and had us work Christmas Day, which was fine because I work night shift anyway. So we do our Christmas stuff during the day and then I go into work afterwards. And after I'm gone, everybody gets a chance to play with their new toys and stuff. So I'm all right with that. But this year they gave us Christmas Eve off, so I got to stay at home and wrap presents and hang out with the wife and my son. And like I said, that night we got to watch Die Hard like we usually do. It was pretty nice getting an extra holiday off. Kind of sucked missing the holiday pay, but I'd take family time over holiday pay any day. But they also gave us New Year's Eve off this year, which we usually work and get paid for. Now, typically back in the day, I would be so excited for New Year's Eve because I'd know that one of my buddies would be hosting this huge fucking party and everybody would go and get shit-faced, but that was so long ago and I cannot do it anymore. I don't really get excited anymore about the holidays that involve drinking because I can't do it anymore. Because I guess it's because I did it so much back in the day and to such extreme extent, to put it in certain terms. Because we used to just, oh, it was so bad. It was so bad. And I guess that's why I don't like drinking as much anymore. Like, of course I'll have some drinks every now and again, but I definitely don't get sloshed like we used to, which I'm grateful for, honestly. I just don't find the fun in it anymore, I guess. I guess I killed that fun back in high school. got a lot of good stories out of it, though, at least. But yeah, I don't really look forward to New Year's Eve and St. Paddy's Day and shit like that anymore, because they're all so associated with drinking and stuff. But that's just me. Maybe I'm just getting old. Maybe I just don't know what fun is anymore. I like sitting at home, and if I do drink, I'll drink at home. I don't go out to bars or anything anymore, for sure. Fuck paying all that money. I'll just go buy my own bottle and sit at home on the comfort of my couch and drink what I want to drink. Instead of fighting people to get up to the bar and then standing there and waiting for God knows how long to get your order in. But I know a lot of people are going to be out New Year's Eve drinking and partying and having their fun. But if you're listening to me right now on this podcast and you are going out New Year's Eve and you will be drinking and having a good time, please, for the love of God, be careful. I hate hearing the stories about people dying around the holidays and shit, because the only thing that's going to cause is an empty chair at the table for next year's holidays. Nobody likes that. So if you're going to go out drinking, be smart. Don't be stupid. Call a fucking Uber or a taxi or a sober friend, or bring a sober friend with you, even better. And just make sure you don't drink and drive or get in a vehicle with anybody that's going to be drinking and possibly driving. I'm sorry. That's my one little old man rant here. Just looking out for you guys, because I care. Oh, man. Now, I know everybody's got goals going into the new year, this whole new year, new me bullshit that we get every year from everybody. And I'm not saying that I don't have goals, but it's not going to be me going into a gym to try to lose weight or anything, because let's be honest, I gave up on that a long time ago. But I do have my own set of goals. The main one being, the wife and I have never flown anywhere. Now, take into consideration, I'm fucking 30. She'll be 30 in June. And neither one of us has ever been on a plane anywhere. In the United States or outside. Never anywhere. So this year, we're planning on flying somewhere just to pop that cherry, so we can say that we've actually flown somewhere. And hopefully next year, and well, not next, well, 2021, we're planning on taking a big trip, like out of the United States to God knows where. We haven't decided yet, but we're going to do just a local flight here in the U.S. somewhere, just to test the waters and see how we like flying and shit. And then if everything goes right with that, then hopefully we'll be able to plan a little international outing. And that's my kind of goals, man. Like, I want to have my house all nice and fixed up and shit. I want to be able to travel and buy the stuff that we want to buy, go places we want to go, you know. That's my kind of goals. Like, I'm happy where I'm at. I'm happy with my life, my family, my wife, my kid. You know, I don't really want to change much. I just want to make memories. That's my main goal in 2020. Like, we took a total of 5 family vacations in 2019. All this year, like the beach, the mountains, stuff like that. Everything within driving distance, we did 5 times this year. And that's not including like the really close places, like going to the museum and like Putt-Putt in Augusta, you know, the other little outings and stuff too. But 5 big vacations we took this year to the beach and to the mountains. And I'd like to be able to do more small vacations like that this year too with the family. So going to be working towards that. See, that's the kind of shit that I work towards when the new year rolls around. Like, hey, we took this many trips last year. Let's try to make it at a bigger number this year. You know, putting more focus on family time rather than that's staying at work or just at home. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like my home time too, where we just sit around the house and watch movies, but I like getting out and taking trips, making memories, trying new foods, going places we haven't been before, shit like that, you know? Being adventurous as a family. That's the kind of shit that I try to do. So that's my main resolution for this year, is just to make more family time and more memories. Take some more pictures to have proof that we took these trips, and to have the memories saved and framed, because that's something that we are too, we're a pretty sentimental family. So my wife, I know, takes so many pictures on her phone and everything, and she's always wanted to have a nice camera and shit. That's why I got it for her for Christmas this year. I got her the Canon PowerShot SX530, I think. Whatever it is, I don't know. I don't know fucking cameras. It's her thing. So I got her that this year, and that's why I'm hoping to be able to take them more places, and she can snap the photos, and then she comes home and can print them out, frame them, you know, because that's the kind of stuff that she likes to do, and I like being able to take them to do that kind of stuff. And my son, he likes to travel too. He's always so quiet on car trips. He doesn't bother anybody. He'll sit back there and play on his tablet or sleep, or now he'll be playing on the Nintendo Switch that we got him. And then, when we went to the mountains, we went to Maggie Valley, North Carolina. Stayed for a whole weekend. And one of the things we did was we hiked up to this waterfall. I can't remember the name of it, but there was, I think it was like a 1 or 2 mile hike into these woods that led all the way up to a waterfall. It wasn't to the top of the waterfall, but it was pretty close. And once you get to the top of the trail in front of the waterfall, there's a bridge that goes across a small gap, but you can stand there and face down towards the bottom of the trail where you started, and the waterfall is directly behind you. So we got creative with our phones, and we don't use selfie sticks or anything. So my wife's kind of small, so I had to use our phones and hold out my arms to try to get selfie pictures of the three of us standing in front of this waterfall. But there was one really, really good one that came out of that group, and it's framed and sitting on my desk at work. So that's another thing that I'd like to do too, with some of the pictures that we get on these trips. I need more pictures from my desk at work to remind me of why I do what I do. So, and another goal for this year too is definitely going to be staying steady on doing this podcast, bringing you guys more episodes and everything. We're just getting started out, man. It's only going to go higher from here. I'm going to get better equipment and put forth a little bit more time and effort into it, and try to focus on doing this as a little side gig, you know, just for shits and giggles, because podcasting is something that I like to do. It's fun. I used to do one back in the day called the PlayStation Squad Podcast. I still got all the 5 episodes that I did of that one up on the internet. You guys can go find that. But yeah, that went to shit. I had a co-host, and after a while, he just kind of, I don't know, I guess he lost interest and just stopped checking in and stopped recording episodes with me. So I did get my buddy Josh. He did episode 5 with me, but he actually like came over to the house and sat in the room with me and recorded that episode. That's my boy. I love my boy Shua. Eventually, I do plan on getting more people to come on here as guests and co-hosts and shit every now and again, but most of the time it's most likely just going to be me, because I don't want to have to rely on somebody else to get my podcast made. So I'm putting it squarely on my shoulders to get this shit made, done, edited, everything. So I don't have to worry about somebody else fucking me over. So, yeah. I think that's going to do it for this episode, guys. Like I said, this is just going to be like a little tester episode to put out there. And you guys get a good general idea of what we're going to be doing here. And, yeah. If you like it, please make sure that you leave messages here for me and comments and share the shit out of it, man. Let's try to get this out to as many people as we can. I'm trying to get a big audience here. I want people to hear. I want people to enjoy what I'm talking about and have fun. And this is going to be a really laid-back podcast. I'm not going to be serious. I'm going to have fun with this. I'm going to make it funny and inject humor at any possible point. Especially if I've got somebody here, man, I can do one hell of a back and forth. It gets kind of hard to do by yourself, but I'm going to try my damnedest. But yeah, I think that's going to be it for this episode, guys. I'm going to go ahead and end it here. It is now almost 3 o'clock in the morning on Monday, December 30th. And I'm getting ready to go hit the bed. So I'm going to go ahead and... I guess I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.